Anne, who had come close to the window opposite so that she could continue to see everything. She was showing an inquisitiveness that really made it seem like she was going senile. "I want to see Mrs. Grubach," said Kay, making a movement as if tearing himself away from the two men, even though they were standing well away from him, and wanted to go.
"No,"
said the man at the window, who threw his book down on a coffee table and stood up. "You can't go away when you're under arrest."
"That's how it seems," said Kay.
"And why am I under arrest?" he then asked.
"That's something we're not allowed to tell you. Go into your room and wait there. Proceedings are underway, and you'll learn about everything all in good time. It's not really part of my job to be friendly towards you like this, but I hope no one, apart from Franz, will hear about it. And he's been more friendly towards you than he should have been under the rules himself. If you carry on having as much good luck as you have been with your arresting officers, then you can reckon on things going well with you."
Kay wanted to sit down, but then he saw that, apart from the chair by the window, there was nowhere, anywhere in the room where he could sit.
"You'll get the chance to see for yourself how true all this is," said Franz. And both men then walked up to Kay. They were significantly bigger than him, especially the second.